Studios. Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Are you looking to sell your car for cash? Why deal with the for sale by owner hassle when Honda North will make you a great cash offer for your car today? Honda North buys cars. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to The Rock Station, 97.7, and the Shady Lady Productions sponsored show, Grassroots. It's local music tonight, Sunday night, December 11th, in the house. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this particular segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios, and live from Utah's attic, where he has finally gotten to the boxes, because, see, the doors are frozen. He's not turning the heat on till 2017, so he's finally gotten the attic door open from being frosted over, and he's gotten to his Christmas stuff, so we're helping Utah decorate tonight.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of cold, I'm actually, we've had a few remotes now for me from different locations in the country, and this week I'm coming at you from Elko, Nevada, so it's cold.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hey, it's good to have you here tonight, and good to be visiting with you as we get ready to talk about local music. And we've had a great year here this year, and talking with a lot of different people, hearing a lot of great music. And hey, Utah, I want to give you a shout out as well, and Shady Lady Productions for, you know, just being an avid supporter of this local music scene and helping these local musicians out. And hey, you're one of them as well with the Noble Hops Band, but you know, you do a tremendous job, and I'm very honored to sit here every Sunday night and shoot the breeze with you about the incredible talent that's around here. But just wanted to give you a little shout out and thanks for being a part of it, and allowing me to be a part of it, and having some fun playing all these great tunes that we get to do.
You get away with that when I'm 2,500 miles away, Bob.
See, that's why I threw it out there.
No, I do appreciate it, and it's just, and you and I both agree, we oftentimes just sit there and shake our heads. We cannot believe how much talent is in the area, and it's mind-blowing. And, you know, sometimes when I get away to other parts of the country and share that music with other people, the response is the same. I know you've shared the music with family and friends throughout the world, and everybody has the same response. It's like, wow, this isn't on the radio. Well, it is on the radio in Butler, but you know, it's stuff that should be heard nationwide, if not worldwide.
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorite moments, and it happens often because of what you just referred to, the great talent, is when somebody goes, "What? That's a local artist?"
Yeah.
You know, you just sit there and you go, yeah. And if you open your eyes, you're going to hear more of it, because there's a bunch of them. And we are very honored to be able to share them here on a Sunday night. Go watch them play. Go out and see them. Folks, I encourage you to do the same. You know, we house 18 of them every year at our band jam, and that's just a very small fraction of scraping the surface of the incredible talent that is here. And, you know, you always have put it best. It's, you know, the best entertainment dollar for, you know, value for your dollar, best entertainment value for your dollar, compared to just anything else that you can go see for a very inexpensive price, and you're going to walk away going, that was pretty doggone good.
Yep, absolutely.
So, well, here it is, approaching Christmas time very quickly, and as a matter of fact, there's some special things that are going on. In another week, we're going to have our Christmas show here live on the radio, an hour plus full of nothing but locally produced Christmas tunes, whether they're locally written or just traditional covers. That's what it's going to be all next week. And surrounding the holidays are some pretty cool events. I know Shady Lady is going to do their annual little get-together jam. And, of course, our friends from Lions in America are spearheading a little get-together for charity next week, as a matter of fact, that is going to be a great show at the Lindor Hotel.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I love Lions in America, and actually everybody on this bill, it's going to be an acoustic Christmas party. We're going to have Trox and Sky, the Red Lions, Noble Hoss Band, and Don Shearer from Anger the Ants going to be in, and of course Lions in America, and it's all going to benefit Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. So.
Yeah, it'd be a great night, so come on down. I guess they're going to kick the evening off around 6:30 with a showing of a movie even, and you can just come hang out. And, you know, Lindor Hotel, great place to get a bite to eat, too. They got some of the best wings around, and you can just sit back then and enjoy a nice evening of music. And you do something very similar every year, and I don't know, you're approaching double digits with this now, where you just invite people to Peter B's and do a little Christmas jam.
Yeah, we're I think we're over double digits on it, but it's just our way to say thank you to everybody who has supported us through the year. And we do this in conjunction with Peter B's. It's their customer appreciation celebration as well. And you know, we just set up a PA and a drum kit, and Peter B's puts food out. We have prizes. We'll do a Shady Lady shot at some point in the evening, and just invite local musicians to come out and jam. It's an open stage and open for them, and just a way to celebrate and for us to say thanks. And that'll be Friday the 23rd. Just walk through the door, bring your guitar,
stop on by and enjoy. Or if you're just like me, bring the wife along and we sit back and enjoy the music. And speaking of those Shady Lady shots, they're worth the price of admission, kids.
Well, you know, hats off to the staff at Peter B's, because the original recipe on those was a little rough, and they fine-tuned that into a wonderful drink.
Well, it's a good time, and we'll look forward to that. So, yeah, it's a spirited kind of year, time of year, and looking forward to hopefully some folks out there. If you're looking for things to, you know, put in as a stocking stuffer, why not, you know, scout around? I know, for example, Sloan's Guitar Emporium. They house some CDs of local artists. You know, hit up on some of the artists' website. Why not, you know, buy a collection of local CDs and put them in the stocking stuffer, or give it to a friend this time of year? It's a perfect gift.
Yeah, I agree. It really is. In fact, typically that's what my family gets from me. I pick one of the local artists every year and buy a whole bunch of CDs from them, and that's what they get.
That's good stuff. Well, hey, let's get to the music, because we have the band Stationary Pebbles standing by. They're going to be in the studio, and they've got new material, so we're anxious to hear that and feature these guys. It'll be the first visit in studio that we've had from Stationary Pebbles, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, we were talking earlier about sharing local music with people, and this is one of my favorite songs ever. I actually got to share it with my mother, and I'd like to throw that on. That's George Fisher. His band Cast a Shadow, and the song My Mother's Father.
All right, and we'll follow that up here this morning with, well, it came to mind because it's the Christmas time of year, I guess, and came across the song Holy Moses from the Zoo. It's been a while since we've played them, so we're going to do that up next as well. Stick around for more to come on The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Found a four-leaf clover. myself a buck swim a stream, then get warm. I chase a dream, I chase a star, I grow some vines, I plant a tree, I drink more wine. Will you drink with me? Setting sun, meet the three, you meet the one. There's nowhere left to run. Some of all my breaths, no more journey, only rest. My summits and my depths, all mine alone, my child's own.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show, our local music show here on a Sunday night, The Rock Station, 97.7, where the show is also streaming at 977rocks.com, and don't forget, you can always pull it up on our on-demand feature, so you never have to miss it. And our show is brought to you tonight by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19, the Perry Highway, just south of the Butler County area. And this segment brought to you by the place that has lunch, dinner, drinks, and just plain fun. It's called the Rainbow Inn, and it's located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Great place to stop on by if you're out doing that busy Christmas shopping. Refresh yourself. Get a good bite and a good drink, and maybe trial down on a 24-ounce man can special. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., and they are our longest-running sponsor of the Grassroots Show here tonight. We're excited to have a band in that has we've played numerous times here on the Grassroots Show, but we've never had the opportunity to sit down with them, and we talk about that all the time, Utah and I, about all the bands that are out there that we still have to get to, and we keep mining our way through this scene. And there's a lot of bands out there. This is a prime example of that, and that's a band that's been around for about the last 4 years called Stationary Pebbles. And we welcome the guys to the show here tonight. We have in the studio Steve, Ethan, and Sam, and I'll just have you guys each kind of go around the table and introduce yourself. Tell us exactly where you're from and what you do play in Stationary Pebbles. First of all, welcome, guys. It's great to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us here.
We'll start off over on the – we'll go left to right.
Hey, Bob, but I'm Ethan. I play the guitar in Stationary Pebbles. I also handle all of our recording and any live sound, live production and stuff with that. Also do a little bit of the writing, and we use own the studio that we practice in.
Okay, cool. So the you're kind of the hub.
Yeah.
And where are you from, Ethan?
From Evan City.
From the Evan City area?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Right outside Evan City, like Ford Township area.
Okay, very cool. And we go to the vocalist, Steve Short.
Yeah, I'm Steve Short. I play guitar, lead vocals in Stationary Pebbles. I'm from Harmony, Pennsylvania, recently moved out to Harmerville. Been playing guitar for 14, 15 years now. Early on, Jimmy Page was my biggest influence. Okay. I liked Angus Young, all the classic rock people. And then as I got kind of older, grew into like funk with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and everything like that. And more recently, the past like 5 years, gotten into like the Bob Marley reggae stuff like that, and just combining all the different elements of everything that I've listened to throughout my life.
And that makes sense, because I think we hear that in your music here in Stationary mm-hmm. Pebbles. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And now we go to the backbeat. Of course, we're missing tonight Brandon Walsh on the bass.
Yeah, no bass tonight. No bass. I'm Sam Hogan. I play drums in the Pebbles. I live out in Cranberry Township. Been playing with these guys, Steve and Ethan, for about 4 years. We all went to high school together, and we're happy to be here. Excited.
Would you say you're, what, a Seneca Valley band?
I'd say.
Yeah.
Brandon went there.
We all went to
Okay.
Yeah, so. We picked him up. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So that's pretty cool. Tell me about how the band came together and how you put this unit together 4 years ago.
Ethan and me had an apartment down in Slippery Rock, and Sam was going to school down there. So it was just, we started playing music together and stuff like that. And then it was just, as soon as that all started happening, we met Lyle Borger, who needed a band for a festival down at the Slippery Rock Dunes. So that was kind of our first show. It happened like real spur of the moment. And then from that, we just started writing and recording and trying to become more like legitimate and everything like that.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's just kind of impromptu, but it's developed into something that you have going pretty strong today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been going good. Mm-hmm. Went through, we're now on our seventh bass player. Unfortunately, we've had bad luck with bass players, seems like. Through different circumstances, people moving away or something coming up in their life. But right now we have Brandon, ironically full circle back to everyone. We all went to school together.
From
we
Seneca,
all,
yeah.
We're in the same grade, ironically, together. Brandon went to a different school later on in high school. But now we're back to the local group with everybody around the same age again, all from the same school, ironically.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where did the name come from, Stationary Pebbles?
The name, we were actually called Mind the Gap right at the beginning, coming from like the London subway like saying.
Okay.
But then we looked it up and there was like probably 10 Mind the Gaps around the country. So that first show at the Slippery Rock Dunes, there was a guy who had an idea for a band name, and it pretty much just comes from the Rolling Stones. It's like the opposite meaning of the Rolling Stones.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks to C. Roach for that name.
That's cool. That's cool. You guys have had, well, you're putting out a new EP, actually just did, here right before Thanksgiving. And that's your third release, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, we had our first EP called One Stone at a Time, four songs. And then the second one we just did, self-titled Stationary Pebbles EP, that also had four songs on it. And then this one, Take a Look, is kind of like the culmination of everything. It sounds like we want it to sound like the previous two. They weren't bad, but they didn't have like the quality recordings that like are on Take a Look.
Okay. Yeah. All right. As far as direction, can you describe your style of music, or is it we're Stationary Pebbles, we are what we are?
No, I mean, like, our style of music, it does vary a lot. I think we're still kind of going through a period of like trying to find out which style we'd like to play the most. We try not to... We don't want to like pin ourselves in any like hole. We don't be like, oh, we're just going to write like rock songs, or we're just going to write like acoustic or something like that. So we try to jump it around, challenge ourselves. I mean, with this one here, we have what, like a reggae song. We have almost like a Latin-inspired song. And then we go back into almost like a jazz funk influence. And then back into almost like a... sublime kind of reggae to start the whole thing off. So I mean we keep it about as varied as you can get.
It keeps it interesting for us, changing the different styles and bouncing around, because we all come from different styles, and what keeps us interested in playing is just being able to change it up and do something different.
The blend of the different minds coming together. Do you all have a hand in writing, or is there somebody that brings a thought to the table and develops it? How does that work for you?
Each song has come about differently.
Okay.
So there hasn't really been a concrete songwriting method, per se, but normally one person comes in with either a riff or a chord progression, or on two different occasions, the lyrics came in first, but typically someone just comes in with a musical concept, and then we just build around it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say, like, the big theme, though, through all of it, I guess, would be that no matter what's, like, brought in, we all agree, basically, everything's fair game to change, mess around with, and edit. I mean, we've been playing songs at this point now for 4 years, but I can tell you the way we played it 4 years ago to now, like, there's a couple songs where it's like, well, this one now has like an alternate ending, maybe it now has another chorus in it. I mean, we really just kind of keep evolving the songs till we kind of get to a point where we really think they're finally finished and done. So kind of keep evolving, changing it up.
Yeah,
and I guess you would call that just the general growth of a band and maturity as a band itself.
And we all respect like what each other are going to play on our like personal instruments.
Okay.
I'd say we bring something in, and a lot of it's improv. Like, we'll just jam and it comes out of nowhere, and we build off of that. We'll be like, oh, we like that lick, let's keep running it, let's work off of that. So
yeah, we'll take about an hour out of each practice and just jam, have like no real beginning to it. Like, someone will just start playing something and then everyone else just jumps on top of it. And we've had a few songs come out of those.
That's cool. That's cool. Do you have a regular practice? I mean, you know, some bands say every Wednesday night this is what we're doing. I mean, and life gets in the road, I'm sure.
We try our best.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have full time jobs, so we do the best that we can. Like Ethan was saying, we have a studio down in Evan City that that we practice and record at, and we meet up there at least once a week. We've been doing Saturdays recently.
Okay.
Any Saturday that we don't have a show.
Yeah.
And then we try to meet again one time throughout the week just to write and stuff like that.
Cool, cool. And I know you guys said that you're taking a little break from things right now, and we'll get into that. But let's spin a couple of tunes. We've got the brand-new EP. It's called Take a Look.
Yes.
That's the title of it. Mm-hmm. It's the third EP from Stationary Pebbles, and we're going to play a couple of tunes here. But let's introduce 9 to 5. Who was the primary thought process for 9 to 5, or was that a generality?
9 to 5 started with a bass riff that you'll hear right at the beginning.
Okay.
It just comes in with the bass, and then everything else comes in. And then lyrically, Sam came in with the first set of lyrics, and then I just kind of built on those. But so yeah, it was just a kind of a hodgepodge of ideas.
9 to 5 is the name of the song. It's from the EP Take a Look, and we'll take a listen right now here on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 with Stationary Pebbles.
Thank you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You're listening to local music here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. It's the Grassroots Show, visiting with the guys from Stationary Pebbles. And leading into the break, you heard a couple of the new songs from the brand new four-song EP called Take a Look. You heard 9 to 5. And then, guys, we just heard a Place Called Home, and you were telling me off-air that what you referred to last segment was some of those little jams that happened, and that was one of the products of one of those little jams.
Yeah, that's it. That was actually a lick I was playing for a while, the beginning part, and one night we just kind of went off on it and started just playing this whole song. I think it was Steve who said, like, he's like, wow, we got to write a song out of that. That was great. So then, like, 2 weeks later, like, I remember coming into practice. He's like, remember that lick you were playing? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I got lyrics for it. Like, Sam and I wrote some. Dustin wrote some. And then we started playing it. And then I think one other jam, I added a verse part. So then the whole verse of the song was added out of nowhere. It was actually structured completely different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's called Place Called Home. And it's from the new EP. Ethan, you said you house the place that you guys practice. You have the recording studio. Did you actually record this at your place?
I'm trying to remember now. It's been a while. We recorded the drums and everything almost a year prior. And then our bass player before we got Brandon, he left the band. So we kind of left everything unfinished for about a year. Trying to remember. I think part of this was recorded in the studio there, and then my family actually have a barn and have a little farm. So in the summertime, sometimes we'll go down there just because it's nice outside, and we'll move into the barn. It's like almost 100 years old, it's a big oak barn, and we'll just play in the middle of there. I'll move my studio down there for a weekend, just having some fun, hanging out outside. But part of it was recorded there, and all the guitars were recorded in the studio on this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I bet you get a pretty unique sound
it is
out of the old barn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, the barn's always a blast. I mean, we like it. It's big, open, kind of do what we want out there. I mean, my parents, they live in the middle of nowhere, so you can also be as loud as you want. No one really bothers you. Neighbors aren't too bad. But, no, you really get that, like, big, open sound in there.
Now, do you all share a hand in the mixing and the final production on the EP?
I think we all put in, like, a mind, like, what our thoughts are on it, but Ethan, he's the guy who physically gets in there and he does all the mixing.
We all have input and ideas and stuff, but when it comes to actually like clicking the mouse and doing the actual Pro Tools thing, we leave that up to Ethan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which do you enjoy more? Do you like being in part of the band? I mean, some people say I like being on both sides of the glass, per se.
Yeah. I mean, I do like being on both, working behind the desk and recording everybody and working on the other side. What I really like is when I don't have to be the band who's playing and then recording, because then you have to work twice as hard to get everything done. But no, it's something I got into years ago, back when I was like 14 years old. I got an 8-channel little mixer and started recording from there, just because I was in a band back then. And it was like, man, we need a CD. I'm like, and we're all broke. So I'm like, what's the cheapest way to do this? I'm like, well, I can buy this little 8-channel mixer and we can get a whole album out. I'm like, that's what we did. So kind of started out of necessity, and eventually it's worked up, but now it's expanded a little bit since then. I mean, yeah. We have our own space now. We have multiple rooms, isolation rooms.
Oh, yeah. And you've recorded some other groups, too? Trigger yeah. Happy, Wine and Spirit.
Okay.
They've all come right. through.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've recorded a couple local bands around the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely people asking me to record them. I usually try to give you a good rate. I do it as a hobby, so that's what I tell everybody. I'm like, it's a hobby, but I'll try and give you the best we can, so that's what we usually do. Give them a demo or something.
Yeah, very cool.
And there was a Wine and Spirit music video filmed in the studio for Snake Eyes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
if you want to see it. Okay.
If you want to look at what the studio looks like.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we have my parents actually own a warehouse in Evan City, and that was actually filmed in the adjacent garage to the studio. We were like, oh, man. I walked them through the warehouse, and they're like, oh, this would be great. You mind if we film here? I'm like, oh, it's fine. So I didn't know what to expect. One day they just showed up with a bunch of cigars and a bunch of suits, and we're like, we're going to film ourselves in the video. I'm like, okay, I'll accept that.
That's good stuff. Hey, let's get your perspective, because you guys have been around the music scene for a while now. Give me your perspectives of what you think this music scene is. You know, we've had our perceptions, Utah and I. We discuss it quite a bit on the show, but as a band, is this a thriving music scene? Do you like what you're seeing and the vibe that is happening right now?
Yeah, I really like it. There's a lot of really awesome bands, and they all pretty much support each other. And that's how you get a thriving scene, is everyone supporting each other. And the people seem to like it. Like, they come out and attend the shows and stuff like that, and that's the other most important part.
Yeah.
It's funny how it all goes hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, like, I mean, I can say from when we started till now, the amount of places, like, where we could play at, like, different venues that have popped up, people, bars that, like, they push to have that music every Thursday or every Saturday. They start getting into that habit. And, I mean, from when we started till now, there's probably over, like, 3 to 4 times the amount of places you can find a gig anymore. Yeah. And, I mean, the venue's been great. Every bar, place we played at, everyone's been nice. I mean, they pay you. They have good sound usually. I mean, it's from where it started 4 years ago. I mean, I've seen just the growth is incredible in the last 4.
It's amazing how the music scene around here has had its peaks and valleys and kind of rides that roller coaster. You know, it's like you know, going to Kennywood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just seems like there's this big push and then it kind of settles down, and then and maybe that's just life in general, because you've got bands that come out and everybody, you know, has a family and that gets pulled apart, and then you've got to wait for the next round of bands to come through. But right now it seems to be really taking some steam, and I think a large reason why you're seeing a lot of the places open up their doors a lot more to the local bands, and the original aspect of that is the fact that the talent here is just remarkable.
That's phenomenal, yeah.
You know,
I mean, the people we've met in the last 4 years, I mean, I can remember as a kid in high school being like, man, I want to find people to actually like play music with. And I mean, the last 4 years, it's like, wow. Who can't I play something? Like, who can't I find to, like, play in a band or go jam with on a weekend or sit in on an open mic? I mean, it's all over the place now.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to be able to go out and, like, play music with other bands and have them blow you away and be like, wow, there is a lot of talent around here.
Yeah. And I think that's the key. The open mics thing, open mic nights have just really gotten very strong, and there have been some that have come and gone, but it seems like once one goes, another one's popping up, and it seems to be somebody else that's musically related running it, and it just attracts those people because they want to perform, they want to share their talents, but also I think it's the support mechanism. You know, people are really avid about supporting everybody.
Like when we all lived down in Slippery Rock, we would go to the brewery's open mic night, and the amount of musicians there kept growing and growing and growing to the point where if you didn't get in early, you weren't getting on the list to play. And the amount of people that showed up to actually just watch the open mic was awesome. And then when we all moved away from Slippery Rock, that's when the brewery bought the Harmony Inn, so it was like, yes. And so we started doing the open mic nights there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You guys are kind of taking a break right now. This is, as we mentioned, your third EP. So you're taking a little hiatus here for the winter months and just going to do the jamming and writing and really progress your way toward a full-length release, right?
Yeah. We're taking a little break from shows in the winter, but we're still going to be getting together and writing and recording and everything like that. We have 4 or 5 songs already done that we're going to start recording, and then we're going to write more during that recording process. So hopefully we'll have a full length out by like springtime, and then we're going to have another busy spring and summer schedule as far as shows go.
Okay. Because I know you guys play a lot of, you mentioned the festivals, and I know Rigou Festival, you do that. Lyle produces that, and we have him on every year to talk about that. And that's one of the festivals that has really just continued to get stronger and stronger over the years, hasn't it?
I know last year the attendance, I think, got above 500 people. So so it's definitely grown over the past 4 years. We've done the last three, I think we've done the last three. And then we've done the last 2 midsummer festivals, which I don't know the numbers on that one, but that gets a really strong turnout every year as well.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And people love attending those. You know, that's gathered a lot of steam, I think, even as much as the bar scene. People just loving to go hang out and enjoy, you know, hopefully a good weather day. Just seeing all the different bands perform. So,
and then I know Sam played drums for Brother from Another Mother at the band jam last year.
That was a good time. Yeah. Good festival.
We're progressing, you know, we're building it just like everybody else's. So,
Cooper's Lake. That was beautiful. Nice place.
It's a phenomenal place. So, third week of July, mark your calendar. We will be back again this year and hopefully continue that growth. So, anytime, set time frame, I mean, you guys speculating spring, you hope to have everything wrapped up and done?
We're shooting for like March to May. I mean, got to keep it realistic. It's going to float around, but that's what I mean. We're shooting to get at least if we can get the recording done by March, mixed and everything, and then send out by May once the festivals start up and weather turns here, and then tour all summer on that.
Very cool.
Because once the mixing and mastering starts, you always find different things that you want to go back and and pick away at. So nice little 2-month windows there is pretty realistic.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how that all comes together, and sometimes you need that person that says, all right, that's the cut we have.
Yeah.
You know, that's the cut we've got to go
it's
with.
Tough.
That's what we ended up having to do for this one. Because we're really happy with the sound and everything like that, but being the people that are like actually recording it and stuff like that, once you keep looking at it, you always find something else that you think you can do better and everything like that, and then it just gets to a point where we're like, okay, this is good, this is what we're putting out.
That's cool And it's cool again that you guys have known each other, you went to school together, and you know, you've just been able to keep it all together and find that harmony of playing together, because you know, sometimes that band dynamic, I mean, it's like a family. You know,
we figured that out. We've been doing it 4 years.
That's cool. Where can people find first of all the EP? You're making this available to the public free of charge, correct?
If you go on Bandcamp, you can download it, free streaming, and then they have a section where you type in the amount, but you just put zero, and it lets you download it for free. You can go on our Facebook page. We'll get it up on Reverb Nation here shortly. So it's definitely out there. If you just go on the Facebook page, you can find links to where it's available.
Google up Stationary Pebbles Band.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think the first time I did it, I got it. Description of what stationary pebbles are. It's
like, description of a stationary pebble.
Yeah, so
that'd be funny to see.
So maybe you could write a song about that.
Yeah.
The ones in the bottom of the lake that don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, hey, best of luck in the off season, and I know we'll look forward to seeing you guys next year performing out and about. And again, the EP, take a look, give it a listen. We just heard 9 to 5 and Place Called Home. Going to play a couple more. In fact, we're going to play all 4 from the CD, and we're actually, in the next cut here, we're going to do the title track. Take a look. Describe that for us.
It started as a song I actually wrote on acoustic guitar.
Okay.
About 3 years before we even like incorporated it at all, I kind of forgot about it, and then saw the lyric sheet one day, and I was like, "Yeah." So it kind of has like a Latin rock kind of feel, minor key stuff like that, and then kind of throw a reggae element in the middle of it to keep it interesting, and then it ends with a guitar solo from Ethan, that is kind of ridiculous. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But
it's like a 70s, 80s like
yeah.
solo.
Yeah.
Extended.
Like Hotel California vibe kind
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when we recorded it, we actually just took that live guitar solo from like because
the first take, yeah.
The initial take we just do live, and then we take the drum track from it,
mm-hmm.
and then we layer everything else on top of it. But that guitar solo we just kind of took from that live take.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, cool. That's good.
Yep. Now that was an interesting one, but yeah, that actually the way we recorded it, since we did it without a click track or anything, we're mm-hmm. like, oh, let's get a real live like raw feel for like the drums and everything, like keep everything no click, so it's really just us playing together in a little variations in time. But then we realized, we're like, wow, I love the solo on this one, but I love how we played the beginning of the whole song on this one. Which, but the nice thing was, we're like, well, let's just try splicing like the two whole songs together. So that's what we actually did a little magic air and fitted the two together. So actually what you're hearing is the second take's guitar solo, but it's the first take's entire song.
Okay.
On the drums.
All right.
It's a little magic air. I wonder if anyone's going to pick up where I did it at.
Yeah, keep an ear on it. Keep an ear on it. That's cool. And we'll wrap it up with Do You Know. Where did that song come from?
That was a set of lyrics that Sam wrote that we just put chords on top of it and made it like made it a reggae song, straightforward mm-hmm. reggae song.
Very cool. So everybody's had a hand in it, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And it's got to be rewarding to have that and say, yeah, a little piece of that's mine. That's
exactly.
good stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Stationary Pebbles, mm-hmm. Ethan Beam, Steve Short, Sam Hogan. And we'll say hello to Brandon Walsh mm-hmm. via the airwaves out there.
All right.
And look forward to seeing you guys in the new material next year. But again, take a look at it. It's Stationary Pebbles, their EP. They released it last Thanksgiving Eve down at the Harmony Inn, a little CD release party.
Yeah,
and you can pick it up via the airwaves just by Googling Stationary Pebbles. Hit it up on Bandcamp and give them a like on Facebook while you're at it.
Hey, right, yeah, thanks for having us on, Bob.
Yep, thanks for coming in. It's Take a Look, followed up by Do You Know, Stationary Pebbles, here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Tell me what you're thinking. Could it really be? life out on your own ambition. People making their way, picking their stops, but no one knows just what they want. I try my living for the money, but you know we're stuck in a society where the people compare living to how much they get before they see the end. Do you know what you're looking for? Do you know? Do you know what you need? Do you know? Do you know what you're looking for? That's been pent up for a while. If you make a bad decision and your heart turns sour, take a token, a second to breathe. Do something that makes you smile, cause you're living your life, it's real. Don't take nothing out there for granted. You only get one shot. You might as well make it worth it, yeah. You might as well make it worth it, yeah. So let me ask you, do you know what you're looking for?
Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Holiday fun is quickly approaching. Mark your calendar Friday, December 16th, and check out the Acoustic Jam to benefit Children's Hospital. It's
being held at the Lindora Hotel and will feature members of Lions in America, the Red Lions, Tarantian Sky, the Noble Hops Band, and Don Shear from Anger the Ant. On Saturday, December 17th, check out Wonder Bread. They'll be at the Beacon Hotel. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't miss out on the annual fun. Friday, December 23rd, it's the Shady Lady Productions annual Christmas party acoustic jam featuring complimentary food, a holiday toast shot, and live acoustic music. Come on out to Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn, on their customer appreciation night. Bring your guitar so you can join in on the fun.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show. Local music here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And our final segment of the show tonight, brought to you by P&W Construction. Thanks to the guys from Stationary Pebbles. First time visit in the studio with them. It was great to hear their music. And there's a band that has been quite active in the area. They've been around for a long time, Utah, and it's kind of interesting. This is a first-time appearance for them on our show. It just shows you that we continue to just scratch the surface, and we've got a lot more people to get on the show yet.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. The schedule is, you know, you kind of have to stop booking after a while, because otherwise I think we could fill 2017 right now. So we've got to kind of rein back a little bit, and we're booked into April next year already. So
yeah, I know, it's amazing how things are filling up, and more, you know, just more and more great music keeps coming out. And of course, next week we're looking forward to playing some Christmas music for you. So last second plea, anybody out there that has Christmas music, whether it's an original Christmas piece you wrote or a cover of an old traditional Christmas tune, hey, we welcome it in. Bring it in. We have an opportunity for you to be featured on our December 18th special, an annual Christmas show presented by the Grassroots Show. And it will be basically a week early. We usually try to surround Christmas weekend with that show, but Christmas falls on a Sunday this year, so we're going to take that opportunity to take the week off for the first time in the history of this show. Bob in Utah will not be on the air on Sunday night, and maybe the multitudes will be thankful for that. I don't know.
I doubt it. Write your congressman now. Anyway, let management know.
That's right. You know, something that we talk about quite a bit on this show, Utah, is the camaraderie that has really, I think, been building and getting stronger time in and time out, and as is bands supporting local bands. You know, when we went back to the beginning of this show, really the first year, and remember the visit with Chip Demonic, and he laid out some interesting discussion pieces on how bands should handle themselves, promote themselves. And, you know, we were pretty hard on bands at that time, saying, you people need to get out and support your own scene. You need to get out and support the other bands. Don't just be a band that shows up, takes the pay, walks out the door. Support the cause. And I think, you know, other bands have been part of that rallying cry as well, and, you know, they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, I totally agree, and you see it. And you know, I got to do a little solo show at Cooper Station here a couple weeks back, and it was fantastic to see the musicians that came out, and it also makes you feel good. But you know, after that show, Rob and I and Wojo were sitting around talking about the very thing about, you know, here's these tools and here's these outlets that are there for a band to take advantage of. And you pretty much notice the bands that do that, and you can tell they're pretty serious about what they're doing. And then, you know, sadly, there's still some bands that just don't get it. They don't do much for themselves. And you've got to get out there. You know, I see everybody saying it's, you know, small business, support small business, and musicians are small businesses too. Well, if you're a musician and you're a small business, then you need to run it like that. And that includes, you know, taking advantage of all the opportunities and marketing and advertising so it's just fantastic on our end. I know that we talk about it all the time when we see other bands and artists get on board and help us do what we're doing.
Absolutely, and just share the cause. Share the opportunity to hear this. If you're out there talking, you know, tell people tune in 97.7 Sunday nights at 7, and some of the, you know, the all stars of this show get played in regular rotation, and you know, it's pretty cool right now. We're approaching 200 local songs in our regular rotation that are being played, and I think that just says it says much more than just us playing it. It says a lot about the musicianship that it is being played.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a statement on the scene right there. And, you know, another thing we were discussing is, you know, we're seeing, not that we're responsible for it, we're just another outlet for the incredible local talent, but it's awesome to see other outlets as well, you know, start to lend a hand to the scene as well. And it's going to do nothing but benefit the local musicians, and it's just great to be a part of that. And you know, one of the bands that I'm seeing, they tweet us every Sunday now, and that's the Hawkeyes. And, you know, just absolutely appreciate that.
Yeah. So, hey, why don't we play some Hawkeyes? What do you think?
I totally agree. Just one of my favorite songs by them, and that's Miracle Man.
All right, we'll do that. And also follow that up with a brand-new song that is going to actually be released just like the ball in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Aqua Rocket is dropping a brand new song, and this is Christian Urobluski, Super Monkey, and from Super Monkey Recording Company. They have a new song coming out that features Super Monkey on the guitar, and he does the vocals, does a great job on the vocals on this. Rocky Lamond is on bass, Danny Gochinara on guitar, Matt Muckle on drums. Got some really cool sounding stuff that they're putting out under the new moniker Aqua Rocket, and the song Pearl Moon. We'll play that, and I guess, you know, the Super Monkey, he's really shooting for the stars, if you will.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I think him and Mark Cuban are rubbing shoulders or something like that. I don't know. We'll have to keep our eye on that. But, you know, here's somebody who's putting his money where his mouth is. And I wish him all the best. And this is a great song. I agree with you, Bob.
Yep, let's do it. It'll be Pearl Moon from Aqua Rocket following the Hawkeyes. And Utah, I'm going to encourage you right now, you get back in your buggy and you pull right out there on Interstate 80 in Elko, Nevada, and you get yourself back here in time for the Christmas special.
Yeah, we got to do that. That's one of my favorite episodes of the year. Hope to see everybody out at the Shady Lady Christmas Party also on the 23rd.
Yeah, that'll be on the 23rd, so please mark your calendar. Once again, you do that at Peter B's.
Yes.
All right. Well, enjoy the music and safe travels, my friend, and good to have everybody here joining us tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.